Stop driving that hot rod, Lincoln.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
71 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone. It is quite a considerably warmer morning than we've had pretty much all year, as we welcome you to another episode of Jack the Car Guy here on KTLO. It is 8:05. I'm Matt Sharp joining you from the studio, and Jack is once again coming to us from his never-done garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy morning. It is a beautiful day.
It is.
It's great out there now. I went out and did a few things earlier this morning. Great. This is a great day to mow.
Yep.
Do yard work or go to the car show. Limac Century. Today's their day down there.
Century 21 Limac Realty. Yeah,
yeah.
Their east office in the Plaza Center.
Yep. That's always a good car show. They have hot dogs and everything. They used, I guess they are. They usually give away free hot dogs.
Matt, do you hear noise?
Not only you guys.
that must just be the static on this end.
Yeah, no, I'm not hearing that on this end.
Yeah, it's probably just us. Carson's taking off and going to Fayetteville.
The Foam Fest.
The Foam Fest. It's a tasting thing, I think, for adult beverages, self brewers, or no? What do you call them? Mini brewers.
Micro brewers,
and. John, where are you going?
I'm not going there.
John's not going there. And Steiner, I didn't think he was going to be here. He's got relatives in town, but he come wheeling in here with his Dodge truck. He got his Dodge moving. Now, I know he's only got 3 functioning brakes and one of them crimped off with vice grips, but he's pulling the trailer with a little bitty tractor. And he's got his overalls on. He looks like Farmer Brown.
Does he have farm tags?
You got a farm tag on that trailer? Permanent trailer. So you're going out to do little Ricky, by the way, if you need your garden, a small area, tilled up, he's got a little thing that he goes out and does with a garden tractor, and he'll till up your bigger than you want to do with a shovel, but not big enough to have a big old honking tractor. He'll come and do it for you, get your garden all tilled up.
So. How big are rocks will you deal with?
He doesn't do rocks. He doesn't. That eliminates a lot of the gardens. All right. So anyway... Good day. I got about 18,000 things to do, but other than that, everything is well.
All right.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's go ahead and take that.
All right. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call if you live in Baxter County is 425-5522. Otherwise, you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364. You can also send in your questions and your comments by email. The address is carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah. To know who's going to win tonight, Kansas.
Well, I tell you what, Alan. I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I think... Now, I should pick Kevin Harvick, because they're at Kansas, by the way. They're in Kansas City. If anybody wants to run up there, it's not too late. You can get there in 5 hours from here. So the race is tonight. I think it starts at 7 or something, but... Anyway, I should pick Kevin Harvick because he's on the pole. He practiced fastest. He won last week. He'll probably win this week, but I'm not. I'm going to pick Blaney. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pick Blaney this time.
I think it's at 6, Jack.
Did you hear that, Jack?
No, I'm having a hard time hearing.
He said he thinks it's at 6.
Oh, okay. Well, it may be. Maybe it was 7 o'clock Eastern or something. But anyway, you need to check your schedule. It's tonight at Kansas City.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Formula One's in Spain. And... Hamilton was topped the practice charts with his Mercedes, but I think Red Bull is going to win that race. I think it's going to be a Red Bull car because looked like for the long run and what little practices we got to see, I think Red Bull's going to be strong. So we're going to see about that.
Got the car fixed.
Which car?
The F1 car.
Oh, the one.
The
that
Red Bull one that tore
up. The one that tore up, yeah. Yep, they got that car fixed. Only cost them $18 million to repair the damage, but they got it done. All right. Well, Matt, since I don't have a real smooth thing to break right here, let's go ahead and do the weather and do your thing, and when we come back, I'll just start in, and I've got lots to say. This I got to talk about rats and NASCAR. Rats, comma, NASCAR.
All right.
Not that they're... Anyway, let's listen to the weather, and when we come back, we'll just hit it hard. Man, I've got a whole bunch of stuff to say. I'm going to have to talk fast today.
All right. Well, Jack, I got to tell you, over the next few days, we have a possibility of maybe seeing some record highs.
How high?
Well, today it's going to – I don't think you're going to reach it today. Today will be partly sunny this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs near 88 degrees. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows near 65. Then mostly sunny on Sunday. Highs near 92 degrees.
What's the record?
I think around 90 or so.
Oh, cool. No, not cool.
I'm about to say just the opposite. Sunday night, mostly clear with lows near 66. And then mostly sunny on Monday. Highs will be near 93 degrees. Highs will continue to be in the lower 90s Tuesday. Now, there will be a small chance of precipitation beginning that afternoon, and looks like could be continuing throughout the rest of the work week. Not a great chance of rain. Looks like the highest we'll see is 40% beginning Wednesday, and then also Wednesday night as well. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing there may be some scattered light showers just to the north of the state line, up around Ava, and they may be seeing some rainfall. But it's so light, looks so light on the screen that it may not even be reaching the ground at all. May just very well be cloud cover. At last check, Norfolk Dam was shut down with lake levels at 565.63, and Bull Shoals was running 2 units at 671.76. Our high yesterday was 84. Our low this morning was 66. Hannah, are we still at 71? She is helping us out this morning with the phone calls and also with the temp. Yes, we are still at 71, but that temp is climbing. We were at 66 for low, so it's considerably warmer than what we had earlier today. We will take a break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 10 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
As a parent, nothing puts your mind at ease more than knowing your teenager is safe behind the wheel. Yelcott Security's new tracking services put you in the driver's seat, letting you know exactly where your teen's car is, where it's going, how fast, and when it arrives at its destination. Real-time GPS info, alerts, and updates enabled from any web-enabled smart device. Call Yelcott Security today, 870-435-2181, and let Yelcott keep you in the driver's seat.
When surgery is recommended, that might cause you some concern. But then, if you see someone different every time you visit the surgeon's office, well, remember, you choose your surgeon. The office of Dr. Kent P. Noctegal, General and Vascular Surgery, not only books your appointment promptly, but Dr. Noctegal sees you each time, from pre-surgical diagnosis through post-operative care. He's the surgeon you'll come to know and trust, and you can be sure he'll know you, too. Call 701-5051 today to see Dr. Noctegal.
Hi, this is Marcella of H&R Block. I would like to say thank you to all our clients who made tax season 18 such a success for us. I invite you to utilize one of our 4 H&R Block office locations in Mountain Home and Flippin to answer all of your tax and bookkeeping questions. All of our offices are open year-round and offer bookkeeping and payroll services, tax preparation, as well as tax planning. As a May, our community care sponsor and chair of the Mountain Home Cemetery Association, I encourage you to become familiar with this historical site and to generously support its maintenance and improvement projects.
Just like mom's always there for you, Carter's Jewel Chest will always be here to help you treasure the moment.
Show your mom just how much you treasure her with a gift that lasts a lifetime.
Chris, don't forget about the mother of your children. We have offers that will make any mom happy.
Of course, honey. Get $50 off your favorite, John Hardy, or $10 off Kendra Scott, or buy 2 Ronaldo bracelets, get the moon and back bracelet free.
That's a $108 value.
Don't miss Mother's Day smiles and savings now through May 12th, only at Carter's Jewel Chest, Highway 62 East and Mountain Home.
Have you signed up for Grow Awards at Orsland Farm and Home? Not only is it free, but you'll save $5 on your first purchase of $25 or more. Grow Awards at Orscheln's can help you save big when you buy large quantities and get special savings offers, birthday coupons, and receipt-free returns. Sign up today and start saving with Grow Rewards from Orscheln Farm and Home. Learn more when you stop by today on Highway 62 East, Mountain Home.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
That's why I drove a boat once.
I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
After midnight. All right. Well, we're back.
Could have been a Corvair.
Could have been. Could have been driving a Corvair. He's walking after midnight. All right. We're going to have a trivia question today. Rick brought us a whole bunch of stuff to pick from. He won that grand drawing prize out there at the airport.
Expo, was it?
Airport Expo. He's the luckiest dude on the face of the earth. He wins all the time. I think he cheats. I don't know how he cheats, but I think he does. Anyway,
he makes the odds in his favor somehow.
Yeah, yeah, enters about 18 times. I have a confession to make before Karsten makes it for me. Last night at model night, it was just him and I, and we were working away. And in the meantime, I had decided, once I got home from Little Rock and I let the Fiat cool off, that I was going to put new spark plugs in it. I'd already bought them. I told you they're $14 a piece, so I thought I'd use them. And I had managed to get the cover off the motor. That's before you can even see the little thing. So I popped it off, and I was getting ready to start taking things apart, and I thought, better find those plugs. Could I find those spark plugs? No.
They're with that fuel valve.
They're with that fuel. Yes. We looked all over the Never Done garage. I took him out in the barn because he's got younger eyes. We looked all out there. I looked in the car, in the glove box, in the truck, in Waldo, everywhere. I was so frustrated. So I gave up, and we went ahead and ate our pizza and ice cream. Pizza and ice cream you guys missed. Then we were sitting here, and I had to run upstairs for an emergency meeting with the toilet, and while I was up there,
that was more information than we needed.
Yeah, While I was up there, I made one more trip around looking because I was still frustrated. I come back down, and you asked, what was I looking for? You? Oh, he wanted me to do something for him in Little Rock next time I'm down there. So I went up and to write myself a note at my desk in my office and on official stationery. So I opened my official stationery drawer where I have my official envelopes and stationery. And guess what was in that drawer?
Some official spark plugs.
Official spark plugs. Now, why in the world did Jack put them in there? But anyway, I found them. The plugs are found. No, they're not installed because it was late by that time. Like I said, NASCAR's at Kansas, and last night Noah Gragson won the truck race, and he beat Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch owns his car, by the way, so he beat his car owner. I was glad for him. Good man. There's no Xfinity today. They're not racing, so they're off. That's why the Cup is running today. But I was watching the qualifying, and four or five cars didn't get out of tech inspection. Well, they went through it three or four times and didn't get qualified. One of them is Matt Kenseth, who is coming back, so there's all kinds of press about that. His car didn't qualify. Clint Bowyer, hometown boy. Kansas is his home track. He didn't get qualified, so they're going to have to all start at the back. And so they were interviewing Bowyer, and Bowyer has a way with words. And he said, I'm having to do everything I can to not go off on this issue. He said, but just let me explain the scenario. The car runs through the scanner. There was a couple body panel fit issues, just some minor ones. They take the car out. It passed everything else. Chassis height, everything. Everything passed except a couple. So they roll it out, adjust the body panel, make a little minor fit, very minor, roll it back through, and the body passed, but the chassis failed. He said, well, we didn't even jack it up. He said, we didn't put a jack under it. We didn't do anything but move just that little tiny thousandth of an inch in body clearance, and it failed for that. He says, I'm trying to be good. He didn't say anything else. I just hate that. I hate that. You know, fans don't like it. And then last week, after the race, they took the points away from that boy that won the Xfinity race for some minor infraction. They took points away from Bowyer and a couple more cars, again, for the rear window. They say it bowed a little bit. You know, they need to, that used to be part of the mystique of NASCAR,
yeah.
Was the cheating and getting away with it. They take those cars, they take them to the R&D center where they have people like government workers, except they're NASCAR workers. They have nothing else to do but find a flaw. Anybody can find a flaw. You could find a flaw in Jack the Car Guy if you had nothing to do but all day.
No.
Yeah, that's right. So they've got all day to tear these cars apart down to the minute details. So they found something and disqualified them. People don't like it. I don't like it. Fans don't like it. No, none of God's chilling like it. But anyway.
American.
Yeah. And guess what? Guess what? This may be an answer. NASCAR is for sale.
Really?
Yeah. The France family has announced that they're putting up NASCAR. It is for sale.
Wow.
I think that'd be great. It's about time somebody with a racer attitude bought that thing.
I bet Bernie Ecclestone will come out of retirement.
Now, wouldn't that be something? I don't.
The George family.
Yeah, or the George family. Because it's interesting you would mention that about the George family, because there are only. Of the tracks that they run 36 races, and of that 36 races, 28 of the venues are owned either by the France family through Speedway or NASCAR, or Bruton Smith. Between them, they own 28 of the 36. Hmm. And the George family owns Indy, of course, where they run twice.
Didn't NASCAR just buy ARCA? I mean,
yeah, they did, and that's odd.
Yeah.
They did, and now they are for sale. And I don't know, I haven't seen all the details, and I don't know if it's going to include the physical properties like Daytona. All the big tracks, they own them. So I don't know if they're going to sell just the name NASCAR and the sanctioning body. We'll see. We'll see.
Buying ARCA was kind of just like doubling down.
Buying ARCA is protecting their hind end because, and they probably bought it in anticipation of selling.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll keep you posted on that, but NASCAR is for sale. It's not a joke. It'll take a considerable amount of money, but somebody could make some real money if they came back and went back to their roots and, oh, Lord. Oh, Rick, not that. No, I'll be happy with most anybody except Chinese. I don't want a foreign country. Anyway, it is for sale. So,
I mean, California could buy it.
California couldn't buy Lead Hill.
That'd be a foreign country, you know.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about that. And rats.
Rats.
I'm transitioning from NASCAR to rat.
Yeah, that's what I told him. A mole was. It's a rat underground.
It is. Rats are coming for our cars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've had a running battle with a squirrel here recently. But the rats and I are about to get into it. I've spread mothballs all over everything. And they're eating the mothballs. They tell me they don't like mothballs. Well, these have developed a taste. But anyway, here's the problem. You know, used to we had cloth insulation on our fine classic cars. Then they went to plastic insulation. The rats loved the cloth. They didn't like the plastic so much. But now the wiring in cars, do you know what it is made out of? I didn't know this until I just read this. Soy residue. Rats love soy. They are eating cars up. This is newer cars, not. They're eating them.
I bet you those manufacturers knew that.
Well, they say that they have gone to soy because of it's a non-petroleum base. It's cheaper and it's better for the environment. It's green. Yeah. Well, you think, soy, how are they wrapping those beans around those wires? Have you ever let your ethanol set too long in a can, like for a year or two, and then went in the bottom and played with it with your finger? That's what they're coating the wires with, the residue. So keep your car doors locked and park them in the garage.
A healthy dose of cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper, yeah. And they've got those things called Rat-Away or something. A guy, one of our listeners.
You got one of them, don't you? It's what got the bird.
Yeah, pistol with bird shot. Anyway, the rats are coming. I had two emails from Dan, our Australian listener and brother of Rick. One of them, he was telling me that they're starting to manufacture cars in Australia again. They're starting to manufacture a car, and it's going to be a Brabham, a Zoom Zoom. Let me find my little note here. I think it's like $1.5 million to buy it. They're not going to make a lot of them, but it'll keep people employed. They're going to manufacture them in Australia, and that's where Sir Jack is from Australia. And, he won the Formula One champion in 59 and 60, and I think 66 or 7 again he won. But anyway, one of those years, he has the distinction of being the only F1 champion that drove a car he designed. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Driver.
That's something you're never going to see in NASCAR again.
No, we'll never see it in NASCAR. We'll never see it in anything again. It's too specialized now. And his son is actually building these cars, and they're only going to make 70 of them, and 69 of the 70 have already been pre-sold to the desert area, to the guys who wear funny clothes and have connections to the oil industry. But anyway, they're there. And then he also drove recently that new Tesla. And he was very impressed, and he sent me a video, and I think he sent it to all of us. And I watched the video, and that's not a bad car. And it starts at $35,000 like a Prius, but if you get the long-range battery and, you know, some options and stuff, it'll quickly get up to around $50,000. But the thing is, and this just chafes my hind end, you can get $10,000 in rebate, $7,500 for the government, and $2,500 if you want to go to the land of fruit and nuts. because California is given another 2,500. That's 10,000, so that would bring it back down, you know, 30s.
Prius price.
It did it Prius price, and it it will do an the kid that was doing the video had one of those things where you can test your 0 to 60, and he did it twice in 4.4 seconds, 0 to 60. That's pretty good for anybody. I think it's about a 4,000-pound car. I was impressed with it. If, you know, and I sent Dan a response, and I said, Dan, I love it, except for that goofy, geeky-looking thing that they stuck up there like for a dash. It looks like somebody took a laptop and, as an afterthought, stuck it on that beautiful dash with nothing else there. That's where all the controls are, and that and the extension cord. I can't tolerate that either. So other than that, it's good.
So the favorite is the sound?
Oh, yeah. The sound is right up there, too. I love that. That's my next best thing. But anyway, thank you, Dan, for sending that in. Dan always he sends us lots of stuff, and some of it I can't talk about. Dan's like his brother Rick, only with a little bit more edge to him. Dan doesn't have the filters that Rick does.
Well, he's got the Australian.
Yeah, he's got the Australian. He's been down there too long.
Yeah. Southern accent.
Southern accent. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What else? Oh. Did you send me that thing about that college in Pennsylvania? Who sent me that? There is a college in Pennsylvania. How many is, let's have a show of hands. How many of you went to summer camp when you were little somewhere, some kind of summer camp? Yeah, yeah. Most of us went to church camps or something. Well, I went to a summer camp in sixth grade, the sixth grade extent. And all I remember about that is chasing the girls with frogs and catching the scorpion, and the counselor let me pour hot molten resin. First, I had to pin him down with little pins and pour hot molten lava on him, and I brought it home to my mom as a paperweight. It was not her favorite gift. That's all I remember about summer camp. But, yeah, this Pennsylvania College Technical College has got a summer camp for 10th through 12th graders, and you have to pay just like any summer camp you send your child to. But at this camp, you learn to restore and work on
fixed
pre 74 or 5 cars, and at the end of it they showed a picture, and they teach them paint, body, and metal work, real metal work. And all the kids were standing there was about a dozen of them or maybe more, holding what looked like a 1/3 scale 1940 Ford Fender. Now that's got a lot of curves, and they had formed them themselves from sheet metal, prepped them and painted them before they got out of there for the summer. Now, that's pretty cool. That's a summer camp. And, you know, and they stay, and, of course, they have swimming and everything else that goes with it, but that's a cool summer camp. All right, Matt, let's take a next break, and when we come back, we've got a trivia question today.
All right. Actually, before we do, Jack, I do need to let our listeners know today our featured business of the day is Ultimate Auto Group, 3 locations in Mountain Home on Highway 62 West, Ultimate Ford, Ultimate Buick GMC, and Ultimate Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You know, they have the largest inventory in the Twin Lakes area with over 250 new vehicles and over 130 pre-owned vehicles in stock. Great selection, wonderful sales, service, parts, and a body shop staff. They've got everything you need to take care of all your vehicle needs now or down the road. And be sure to look for them online at ultimateautogroup.com, and also look for them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram.
You know, Ultimate does do a good job.
Yes.
They do a good job. They just do.
All right. It is 27 before 9. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.